National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another Friday, and don't worry, we will get to the hearings, the Comey hearings, and I think he disqualified himself from any serious threat, and I think he was the biggest asset to Donald Trump. But let's open up today as joining us. This is an important book. This is another one of those books that I am keeping and I'm going to distribute to everyone in my family. It's called Understanding Personal Security and Risk, A Guide for Business Travelers. It's written by Charles Goslin. The book is published by CRC Press. And just a little bit about Charles, a retired Central Intelligence Agency operations officer who served throughout the world and covering technical and human intelligence operations and still involved on a consulting basis. He's lectured just about everywhere, but I want to give you his website, too. It's Butch Koi. I'm going to spell it. B-U-T-C-H-K-O-I-N-C. ButchCoInc.com. And he's here to join us. Thank you so much. Great to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Stu.
I look at the title and Understanding Personal Security and Risk, and then underneath it says A Guide for Business Travelers. Does this mean it accepts those who are not business travelers, those who are traveling for other reasons, or is it just predominantly information to guide business travelers?
That's a good question. Originally, the title was for business travelers when I started working on this book back in 2016, and it's kind of evolved since then. And no, it's really for anybody, and it's for whether you're going abroad as a tourist or for business.
How? This is a general question. We all know the answer. The answer is significantly, but how much more serious is it right now to employ these safeguards, to be awareness of travel, to say to yourself, as I've said to my wife, I just don't think I want to go to Germany or England again, because the situation has attenuated and increased at a pitch level here. I know the perception is there's a terrorist on every corner. That isn't the reality, but there's enough out there to scare us. How serious is it out there, Charles?
Well, you said it. Perception is important, and these days our perceptions are a lot sharper because there's just a lot more information out there. Terrorism's always been bad. You know, I don't know if you remember the bad old days in Europe, but the Bader-Meinhof gang and Red Brigades and all that, and they were pretty ferocious as well, absolutely. But when folks ask me whether Europe is more dangerous, increasingly my answer is potentially. It's gone from not really to potentially. Part of the reason is that we're seeing Europe, we're seeing sort of a brand of terrorism. It's ideologically driven terrorism that's metastasizing in a way that the old secular terrorist groups did not. And so yes, I do think it is more dangerous. And also, I think that there's an increasing focus on soft targets, and that is a real concern. So the book, from that standpoint, addresses that very directly in a lot of detail, and it's important for folks that are traveling, particularly this issue of soft targets.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to resolve the problem, only to maybe reduce the risks. So how should people look at risk assessment regarding their safety when they travel? What are the beginning steps here?
Well, there's three things that are important, you know, in personal security, Stu, and I think that there's concept of whether your plan is effective or not. And like a lot of security plans, quite often, folks, they have a checklist of things that they want to do. Well, checklist is not a plan. And the most effective plan is one that's in your head. And so the book spends a lot of time and effort in helping you understand how to memorize an effective plan. And the second thing is understanding that the risks have changed. And the risks to you can happen very quickly. And so it helps you understand and detect patterns and indicators so that you're able to react. And that's the third piece, and that's timing. Timing is really critical because in the area of personal security, you don't have a lot of time to react, and so you need to be aware. And with those concepts in mind, there's some principles that are built around it. The first couple of chapters really work on those particular kind of cerebral areas, and the rest of it are examples that are from the real world that help you understand how to put these kinds of things into place. But, you know, you want to be able to prepare. Preparation is extremely important in personal security, increasingly these days. And then once you're out on the street, once you're out and about, understand how to detect potential threats, how to deter them. That's to be able to not be a target yourself. How to create distance from potential threat, and that's delay. And then there's deterrence and defense. And ultimately, that's the last principle that you need to be understand in the area of personal security.
What would you say, this card theft, identity theft, robbery, rape? Unfortunately, it's a long list. What would you suggest is at the top of the priority list in terms of threats facing citizens going overseas?
Well, actually, it's not terrorism. Although terrorism it's not the new normal. I hear that all the time, and I really hate that particular statement. I'll just put that out there. But in actual fact, the threat that I think that folks need to be the most worried about, number one, particularly business travelers, is cyber. Whether you're in the airport, you're in a cafe somewhere, Wi-Fi is everywhere, and more often in hotels as well. Wi-Fi is out there, and more often than not, it's not secured very well at all, or it's very weak passwords. People go and they have all their data, and I don't know about you, but I have had the occasion to lose my data or part of it in the past, and it's really, really not a good feeling, and there's a lot of value to it. So that's one of the areas. And secondly, it's just petty crime. Petty crime, we were speaking earlier, you know, whether it's you're in areas in Africa or potentially in London or Paris, pickpockets and the kind of petty crime that you see on the street is very, very common. So those are the kinds of things that you need to watch out for. A lot of the countermeasures that you can take to protect yourself from those kinds of threats also prepare you for the more serious threats like terrorism.
Now, this is standard principles in life and in business that we're all, many of us are trained to have an exit strategy, simple exit strategy for business. If this works, then we go here. If this doesn't work, then we do this. Mike Tyson, I think in one of the great quotes, said strategy is really important until you get punched in the nose. Now, you've said yourself you have a minutiae period of time to respond in a situation. How do you go about calculating exit strategy, or you just can't?
Well, you want to have a plan, and I like the Mike Tyson quote. That's excellent because, you know, the best plan never survives the impact, the first impact. I think that was on multiple, but that's absolutely correct. But I tell you what, it's better to have a plan than not have one. And part of the reason for that is that when things happen, when a threat event or a threat incident occurs, it's better to be able to react and think and put your fear to work for you than paralysis, because it can make the difference. So, for instance, I talk about, and I mentioned defense. Defense is nothing more than being able to react, fight back enough to run. And that is particularly in personal security. It's very simple. That you want to have that exit strategy, and you want to have that in your mind, that this is what I'm going to do, and this is where I'm going to go. And as long as you sort of have that blueprint in your mind in advance, your training will kick in, and you'll do exactly what you need to do, and you'll survive.
In your long career, did you have any near hits or near misses out there? Were you ever in dangerous, precarious situations?
Oh, on a number of occasions. I think that there was times where there was certainly dangerous times, and I've been through three or four sort of civil wars, what I call sort of low voltage wars that a lot of other folks aren't involved in, but certainly we were. And then in working on the street, it can also get quite dangerous. And
all right, I'm going to ask you if you could stick. Can you stick around for another segment?
I certainly can.
All right. Charles E. Goslin, Understanding Personal Security and Risk, A Guide for Business Travelers.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor and loved every minute of it. So I hope you do too. Thanks.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine.
All right, we are back, and it's a real pleasure to have on Charles E. Gosselin. The book is Understanding Personal Security and Risk, A Guide for Business Travelers. It's published by CRC Press. And I do want to add something from a personal perspective here. If you really like entertainment and drama and excitement and twists and turns and fantasy and science fiction, this isn't the book for you. But if you want something... I'm too much of a pragmatist, and I think the most important thing is in every possible way, protecting yourself, protecting your family, and this book is a guide. I'm just thumbing through here on the table of contents. I mean, I can't think of anything that's left out. I really recommend it. It's a book that I'm going to personally keep very close in my own library, and Charles, terrific to have you back. Business travelers... beware. I mean, again, it's a matter of perception. It seems like every hotel in the world is blowing up. But when you check into a hotel and you start making those reservations, in addition to keeping everything close on you, I mean, I would never expose any confidential information or give people an opportunity to infringe themselves upon my life. What are some of the fundamental things you have to look at checking into a hotel other than how good the food is and the service?
Well, certainly how good the food is and the service are important to me. And I also look at the plumbing. I'm just kidding there. But in all seriousness, there are some very specific things that you can do with regards to your own personal security when you check into a hotel. And one of them is at the front desk. A lot of times what people will do, particularly if they're interested in you, and there's been a lot of incidents in this regard, is they'll shoulder surf. They'll want to find out what room you're going to and that sort of thing. So I'm very careful about the people I have around me up at that checkout desk. And number two, if, for instance, the clerk is giving me the room number and all that sort of thing, and it's out loud, and I've got somebody close by, there's been times where I've told them, can you put me in another room? And the second thing is, once you make your way from that front desk to the elevator, pay attention to the people that follow you and go with you and get on with you and maybe get off with you at the floor. If you feel uncomfortable, and you feel like somebody is just kind of coming along for the ride, it can be a feeling like that. Go to another floor. Then go back to the floor that you're checking into. This is very common advice, but this is one that's very important. You don't want to stay much higher than the sixth floor. You want to stay between the second and the sixth floor. And part of the reason for that is very practical. If there's a fire in the hotel, and I have been in a hotel where there is a fire, the ladders don't get up past that sixth floor. So you want to be able to reach the ladders in case that there's a fire. You don't want to stay close to the exits because that's where criminals come up. They come up and will try to get into your room or go in once you're there going inside. And then they have a quick exit. So they're always trying to give themselves a quick exit. So those are just some of the basic things you want to look out for when you're in a hotel.
There are a lot of threats, a lot of threats out there that we have to deal with. It's not just what you're talking about in terms of safety. This way, it's avoiding the touch or the closeness of coming in contact with druggies, the situation with prostitutes out there. And a lot of this is committed, a lot of these crimes are perpetuated in the dark. Now, I have no reservations about being politically correct. Let me just say, when it comes at night and I'm outside and I see some unsavory characters coming to me on one side of the street, am I a racist or am I discriminating by going to the other? We become too politically correct, and that's inhibiting the process of correcting the situation, isn't it?
Well, it's just common sense and being situationally aware, and that's important when you're out on the street, particularly, as you say, at night. Situational awareness is a learned habit and behavior. It's one where you keep your focus in the present tense. You pay attention to where you're going, the people around you, and you always ask yourself, and this is very key, always ask yourself, what if, and leave yourself an out if you need that. But as long as you do that, you're a leg up on about 90% of the rest of the herd out there.
Are there any particular, I think use discretion. You can't lock yourself indoors, but are there any particular places, physical, geographical places that you suggest just totally avoiding?
Well, in terms of the planet, or are you talking about just in general?
Well, I'm talking about maybe specifically for business travelers, who may have a lot of sophistication in business, but a certain degree of naivety when it comes to travel. I don't think I'm going to go here. And I'm not talking about with regards to their profession. If they're in a business like you are in, I mean, I would be concerned about everything. But just some general tips.
Absolutely. Well, there's two countries right now that I would actually. There's three. In terms of business, one that's sort of a gray area right now, but is, I would say, would be very dicey. That would be Iran. The second one, obviously, would be North Korea. Southern Sudan, not a good place to go. And certainly anywhere around Syria, Iraq, those areas. So those are pretty specific. Libya is in that category as well because it's just unsettled. I recently had an opportunity to go out to Libya, and I've been there before. I would not go now. I just made the decision it's not wise to go for business. And quite often, these countries, when they're coming out of a bad time, they want to do business. There is investment capital there, and it's attractive. And under the right circumstances, maybe it makes sense to go. But right now, those are some places geographically that I would avoid. The book doesn't talk so much about those kinds of places, but there's scenarios that are very important in my mind to avoid as well, because you could be in a perfectly normal country, but there's certain scenarios that will always get you in trouble.
Are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, we got less than a minute, maybe 30 seconds. I don't know how you can do it, but a quick comment on cybersecurity on the road.
No, absolutely. I talked a little bit about being careful in Wi-Fi hotspots and that kind of thing, but I mentioned a little bit about scenarios. One of the more common tricks that are out there, particularly for business men or women, is watch out for the honey trap.
All right, on that note, we have to move on. Understanding personal security and risk guide for business travelers. Charles E. Gosselin. Buy the book. I'm keeping a copy of it and distributing one each to my family.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, another chilly day in the New England area, but that's okay. The important thing is if you're feeling well and having a great time, who cares about the weather? A little later on in the hour, joining us will be A. Sophie Wade. She is the author of Embracing Progress, Next Steps for the Future of Work. Sure, we're all interested in hearing about that, but let's open up right now with Michael M. Heller. He's the president of VeriBank, and I want to give you the website and spell it, VeriBanc.com. He's going to tell you what it's all about, and as I was talking with Michael during the break, I've been getting an increase in number of calls, emails off here, talking about the unawareness of this service, and I said, well, I'm going to join the group. I really knew very little, next to nothing about it. But it's an important part of whatever you do. And, Michael, good morning. It's great to have you. And I kind of want you to give an overview of my opening introduction here and some of your the characteristics that that people will see.
Well, thanks for inviting me back, Stu. So we're a bank rating and research firm. We've been in business since 1981, in case no one caught our previous interview. And we can tell you how financially safe your bank or credit union is, and we are completely unbiased. In other words, we have no potential for a conflict of interest because no bank pays us to rate them. The benefits of our service is the ability to detect over 99% of all bank failures, and usually at least 6 months in advance. The reason we don't hit quite 100% is, believe it or not, there are banks out there that have committed fraud when they file their financial statements, and those are the ones that we just don't catch. But that, thank goodness, that's a very small number, and as I stated, we catch over 99% of all bank failures. Our model is different than anybody else's model in that it's actuarially based. We have the broadest set of tests for analyzing banks. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, unlike most of our competition, we've never been paid by the banks to rate them. You won't see any links, click-through links on our website to banks, as we believe that that's an inherent conflict of interest, which is how we guarantee our clients there is no potential for a conflict of interest. We also have always published our track record or how effective our ratings are. You can go to our website, you can look under the rating system tab, and then click on the track record, and you'll see for one of the eight rating categories what the probability of failure is for each one of those eight ratings. And we're the only bank rating firm to have both our business model and our ratings model audited and approved by several insurance companies. So, Stu, that's basically what we can help people with. If they have a bank or a credit union that they want to do some research on, they can come to us and we can guide them along the way to understanding how financially safe their institution is.
The greatest fear in the market is fear itself, so to speak. And a lot of people think, well, we've really gone along for quite a ride here after 2000, 2008. How's the banking industry doing today, and do we see any of the similarities that that we encountered back in 2008?
The short answer is yes and no. We just received the data for the entire banking industry for the quarter ending March 31st, this past week. And while the assets for the industry are almost $17 trillion, that's T for trillion, we are seeing a concerning trend in that more risky loans are being made. And we look at commercial real estate loans and construction and land development loans as the higher risky loans. And we're seeing an increase of those being made, again, across the industry over the past few years. Now, that by itself, you could argue, well, that's not really enough to be concerned about, and I would grant you that. However, banks, by regulation, have to establish reserves for all loans in their portfolio that they anticipate are going to eventually default. And that reserve we also track for the industry, and we're not seeing that keeping pace with the amount of loans being made. And again, in addition with tracking those items, we're also seeing a return of the home mortgage debacle that caused the 2008-2009 banking crisis. In other words, banks will make these loans, package them up, sell them to Wall Street, and as a result, they are kind of lackadaisical in the underwriting criteria that they're using, because by packaging them up and selling them to Wall Street, they clear those off their books from a capital standpoint, they collect fees, and they just start that process that over and over again, which again led to high profits for the banks, but the basic or the underlying underwriting models are flawed because the potential loan defaults that are going to happen on these mortgages are eventually going to come back home to roost. So we're not as severe as back in the 2008-2009 banking crisis, but again, we're seeing this trend start again.
Pretty scary, and you know, nobody's able to read the future. How important a lot of the brokers out there, the dealers, are using your ratings for a due diligence report?
Yeah, it's interesting. Over the past, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks, we've actually gotten a number of phone calls from these broker dealers, and these are the folks that buy and sell stocks and bonds, but they also provide asset management services to their clients. And one of those services is to make sure, either by contract or by a model, that their clients have a certain percentage of their assets that are liquid. And of course, the placement of their clients' money into banks, either in CDs or money market accounts, is one way to meet that obligation. Oftentimes, they have a contractual requirement that they've set up with the client that says, we'll keep, or the client will say, we would like X percent of our assets liquid. So to protect themselves, and when I say to protect themselves, their professional liability risk, because they're handling other people's money, they use our ratings as a part of their due diligence report that they'll provide either to their clients and or internal auditors. And the reason they use our ratings is because they know we have no conflict of interest, unlike, again, a lot of our competitors, as well as they know our rating system is actuarially based. Now, why is that important for a broker-dealer? Well, it allows them to set the level of risk that they're willing to take or their customer is willing to take when they're placing funds at a bank, either in a CD or a money market account. So again, it helps the broker-dealer on two fronts. It helps them establish a level of risk that they're comfortable with, and it provides them with a level of protection for their fiduciary responsibility in that they're placing other people's money.
I have a couple of questions that are tied directly to this, but I'm checking the clock as well, and we're going to hold off. We're going to have you rejoin us next week, and
okay.
I incorporate these questions in because there's really not enough time. So in about 30 seconds, do you have a closing comment to make?
Sure. Anybody that's got CD money or money market money in a bank or has lines of credit, if you want to do your due diligence so that you know as much as you can know about the safety and soundness of your bank, give us a call or go to our website, verybank.com, and we're glad to talk to you.
Michael, always a pleasure having you on, Michael Heller. We'll see you back here next week.
Thanks, Stu.
Okay, we're up on our first break. Going to talk a little politics, then come back with some business the rest of the show, and encourage you to stay with us. Stu Taylor, the name of the show is Stu Taylor on Business. And don't go anywhere.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, back, and I have to say a subject that's, I'm just out of that league because I guess you have to be young, you have to be a millennial, Gen X, in order to really dive into it. You look at 3- and 4-year-olds, and they've already mastered more than I have, talking about digital technology, digital divide, and joining us. We're really have a pleasure here. Inma Martinez, described by Fortune and Time as one of Europe's top talents in social engagement through technology, a serial entrepreneur, an angel investor in technology, ranked by Red Herring among the top 40 women in technology. I have to tell you, that's quite an honor. A pioneer in the mobile industry since the 90s and founding one of the world's first mobile companies, Escape Philosophy. She's also had executive positions in the world of finance, leading to the new technologies for research and global market telecoms, such as giant cable and wireless. So it's great to have you on, and I'm glad you and I aren't going out for dinner. I wouldn't know what to talk about.
We wouldn't talk about technology, too. You're too big, too important for me.
No, let's look at technology. It's good, it's bad. Steve Forbes says, you know, you move two steps forward and one step back. There are a lot of pluses, there are a lot of minuses, and one is a certain generation that I'm in that just is absolutely oblivious, and in many cases, honestly, I have to tell you, not all that interested. But when you get down to the lower levels, there's kind of some subtle differences between millennials, Gen X, or baby boomers. What are those differences, and which generations need it the most?
Well, what has come up, and it has come up because of a report that has come out. It's called the Workplace Digital Divide. Basically, what are the biggest problems that people have at work and makes them call the IT guy, right? Like, hey, my computer is not working, okay? And most people think, oh, we've been hacked, cybersecurity, you know, like huge things. And really what the report shows is that, no, it's about jumping on video calls, is presentation technologies, you know, like, hey, let's talk to our client that is nationwide across the country and we need to set up a call. Well, that is the biggest havoc. And you would assume that the younger people, the millennials, will know how to actually do this thing like in a jiffy. Actually, they're the ones with the biggest problems, followed by
really?
People
that's
in their 40s, you know, the Gen X. So it's not you. It's not the older generation. It's actually the young people that have no idea how to actually problem solve. And the importance is that one will say, oh, a PowerPoint doesn't work. Why is that important for a business? Well, it's important because, according to the report, half of the situations actually make our clients go elsewhere. You know, the client ended up being sick and tired of holding for your people to set up the call or nothing was happening, and you actually lose not just the business, but you lose your reputation. And this is why the report, I find it fascinating, because I was like you. I was like, probably it's about cybersec, and it's actually about presentation technologies and the inability of most people in a company to actually fix the problems themselves, you know? So that's the biggest highlight.
So so are you saying that technology issues are a part of the loss of business?
Of course, and these are very silly things. But one of the things that really surprised me was that the number one call to the IT department was, oh, I can't connect the machine to the projector, okay? And followed by, I forgot to turn the machines on. Okay, so it seems like a comedy, but imagine if half of the people that were interviewed revealed that those were the typical two situations, then we have a problem. If I was a CEO of a company trying to sell nationwide, and I received this report and I realized that my people are having these problems, that it's not about cybersec and more firewalls, but something as simple as, let's get better presentation technology through the door, let's train our people, and let's try to get as many clients as we can, you know, that's why I find the report fascinating, you know, because something very easy to fix. And it's not ginormous effort, you know. Most people, what they want is to be able to take a call at an airport. If salespeople are constantly traveling, or, you know, you're at home because you work from home some days, and you want to be able to take the calls on your cell phones, not just desktops, you know. And this is what people want, something super easy, you know, one, two clicks and you're done. Do you remember, like, most people have problems with their VCR, how complicated they are?
Oh,
well,
yes.
It's kind of like the same paranoia, you know, oh my goodness, video conference, nobody wants to do it, you know, and you're losing business. So the report is fantastic as it comes to, you know, revealing, you know, what are the problems, what do you do to fix them, you know, and what are the things that really affect the bottom line of a business when it has to do with something as simple as presentation tech, you know, which everyone in a company should be able to do.
Inma, do you have a website you can give out, either yours or others?
Absolutely. The website is infopages.barco.com/workplace-divide.
All right. And people can contact me if they didn't get that. I'll help them do it. So just a couple of suggestions here about how technology can help presentations run more smoothly.
Well, the machines pretty much need to connect to each other. You know, when you walk into a place and your cell phone connects automatically on the Wi-Fi? Well, that should be like that. The machines should talk to each other. You wouldn't need humans to remember switching them on. You should be able to get into a video conference on your cell, on your iPad, on your desktop, and also to do things, you know, with not too much complication. I mean, the future right now is about expanding, being global companies, and presentation technologies is what really helps you do that. Look at the startups, you know, 10 people, and then they have a market cap of God knows how many billions, because even if you're a small company, if you improve your presentation tech, you can really sell globally. And this is what people don't realize. This is what I myself was surprised. I thought it would be some other technology issue, but no, it's presentation tech.
Thank you so much for the education you provided here this morning. Inma Martinez has joined us. Digital divide study, millennials, Gen X, or baby boomers, which generation needs it? Needs IT to help the most. Well, I need all of them. Inma, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you.
I want to thank everyone for listening. See you back here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.